Hello and welcome in, friends, to a very special post-game show here on the Sports Cubicle and Sports from the Couch. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. The Chicago Bulls tie up the series as they beat the Milwaukee Bucks 114-110, and a better showing by both teams in this game, too, and a lot of things to take away from it. We wanted to jump in and talk with you guys this very either late night or early morning, depending on when you're checking out this post-game show. Reminder, if you want to be interactive with the show every single Sunday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on WCPT 820 a.m., follow us on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. If you want to keep up with us throughout the entire week on Sports from the Couch, check us out at Mercado Airwaves Network, wherever you get your favorite podcast. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media and on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. Check us out throughout the entire week. We drop great conversations and interviews with my co-hosts, Devin Tingle, Paul Shibari, and Dan Marver. But let's get right into this series. That is now a series heading to Chicago on Friday for Game 3. The Bulls, DeMar DeRozan, I mean, a superstar performance, 41 points, 4 assists, 7 rebounds. Nikola Vucevic, 24 points, 13 rebounds. And Zach LaVine with 20 points. This was a great game. Alex Caruso, shout out to Alex Caruso, who with 9 points, 10 assists, 2 rebounds, great defensive effort that he, along with a lot of different players, did on Giannis. Giannis, you're only going to do so much to stop him. And in this game, there were so many things to take away from how they guarded Giannis, how they guarded Middleton, how they stopped that offense, how the Milwaukee Bucks haven't looked good the last two games. We've seen them make adjustments. We've seen them have energy. We've seen them dive for balls. We've seen them play like the Chicago Bulls were playing earlier on in this season, the team that was the number one seed in the Eastern Conference heading into the All-Star break. And there is confidence now heading into Chicago. Look, the Milwaukee Bucks are still the better team. The Milwaukee Bucks have the best player on the court any given time. And in the NBA, that takes you a long way. This is a team that's proven it. They've done it time and time again. But if they don't have Bobby Portis, if they don't have Chris Middleton, it changes things. We'll see what happens in Phoenix without Devin Booker. We know how injuries can change an entire series. We know what complacency can do to a team. We know what hunger could do to a team. So heading into Friday, and that's going to be on the 22nd of April, game 3, series tied 1-1. That game, these two road games to start this series, the Bulls could be up 2-0. Now, against this team in these scenarios, we know that only holds so much water. But you have to be impressed on how Billy Donovan has coached and schemed the last two games. You have to be impressed how Patrick Williams has responded after a really bad game one. A lot of these guys, after a bad game one, responded in game two. And I think that is the thing that's super fascinating, is watching this team grow. They're not healthy. And here's the trick, right? Nobody's healthy. But if you could win the war of attrition, if you can hang in games, you could win them. Do I think the Bulls win this series heading into game 3? I don't know. I don't think so. I said it in our January edition, our live edition of the Sports Cubicle. My out there dark horse pick in all the sports was the Bulls were going to be in the NBA Finals come this summer. It's a hell of a road to get there. But what we're seeing in all these other series, like what we're seeing in Boston and Brooklyn, if you're in a game, you're competitive, and your stars do what your stars are supposed to do, you can win these games. There's no reason not to. Now is your job to hold court. Hold court. Try to do what you've been doing this entire time. Giannis, 33 points, 18 rebounds. He's going to keep doing that. If you don't have an 18-point performance from Chris Middleton, who was just dropping trays all day at the end of that game. And that was the impressive thing that I took from that game, that very late game. We are all super tired. A cheers of coffee to each and every one of you who made it here on the Sports Cubicle and Sports from the Couch. We appreciate you. The Bucks kept throwing haymakers, body shots, kept kicking the Bulls every time they thought they had them when they were down. And on that night, on that Wednesday late night in Milwaukee, the Bulls kept responding and responded with heavier hits. And they never gave in. When they were down, if they were up by 13, 14, it didn't matter. They were in that game. And that was an impressive showing. That was an impressive showing. Before we get into what does it mean moving forward for the series, just to show you some of these percentages, and this is what we were talking about. We knew Milwaukee wasn't going to be as bad as they were in game one. Still not playing that great offensively, but a lot better, hitting a lot bigger shots. Same thing with the Bulls. We didn't know what the difference was going to be, who was going to have the better performance. I thought, and I'll call myself out, it felt like a blowout was coming on Milwaukee's end. And there were points where the Bulls were the team that was blowing out Milwaukee. That was an impressive showing. But these teams showed up better. These two teams played well. The Bulls shot 49%. The Bucks 45%. From three-point range, the Bucks were at 38%, right around 39%. The Bulls were at 48%, a team that doesn't shoot three-pointers very well. Hit 12 of 25. Big ones. Huge ones. Even DeMar did. Rebounds 43 to 45. Six offensive for the Bulls. That's a big stat. And I think the turnovers, when they were happening, big turnovers, big responses by both these teams. And a fun game, a fun playoffs we've seen so far in the first round. Just the first two games from a lot of these different series that we're seeing in both the Eastern and Western Conference. The Eastern Conference we're seeing is just going to be a gauntlet. It's going to be an interesting thing to see if one of these Eastern Conference teams, is whoever is able to survive it, has to play Phoenix or Golden State, some prize to get to the NBA Finals. But what now? A phenomenal win. First playoff win since 2017, right? In the long era since we've seen Bulls playoffs. To see this, the energy that is now going to be at the United Center come Friday for Game 3. And we'll see what happens in Game 4 for Sunday. Again, you got to just win the next game. And then the next game. That's all you can do. You can't be planning ahead. The Bulls can't afford that. They're not afforded that opportunity or that gracious period of being able to overlook Milwaukee now that they won an impressive game and they should have won Game 1. You got to do the same thing in Game 3. You got to make them not be interested in the series. If you're the Bulls, you have to do everything you can to dishearten this Milwaukee Bucks team, which is easier said than done. They've won a title, right? But if they're not healthy, and nobody's healthy, but even less bodies, not just not healthy, feeling sore, aches, but guys can't play like a Chris Middleton or a Bobby Portis, you got to take advantage. You got to win. Friday is a huge game for both teams. It's not just because whoever is going to start leading the series. The Bulls can really put Milwaukee on their heels. And we've seen this Milwaukee team respond. But if they just don't have the arsenal to do it, that's the Bulls' chance. Now, I've also seen Giannis snap and win an NBA title by himself. He can do it. He can win this entire series by himself because there's no answer for that. So what happens on Friday? I think Friday, again, this matchup allows itself for a blowout any given matchup, any given game, any given tip-off. I think Milwaukee's due for a really good game. Now, this could just be bias and over the last few years, and maybe they are out of gas, and it's going to take them a year or two to replenish, refresh, and get back to what we're thinking of this juggernaut. Maybe this Bulls team is the Bulls team of these playoffs that is the upset series. But Milwaukee's due for a big game. A really good game. And the Bulls are going to have to come, if they come down to the medium, that's a bad matchup for them. But fun game. Enjoy it. Enjoy the next few days heading into that Friday and Sunday matchup. And if they're able to win one of those two games, if by some miracle able to win both games, anything is open. Never say never anymore. But enjoy this game. Enjoy the all-time performance that we saw from DeMar DeRozan. In a city where we've seen some great playoff performance by so many awesome players, to see what we saw from DeMar last night was great. Seeing Zach hit big shots in big moments, I would like to see him even more involved. Shout out to Vooch. Shout out to Caruso. Patrick Williams growing in our eyes. I would like to see Kobe White kind of continue his momentum. There's a lot to like about this team. And if you're a Bulls fan, you just got to hope that Jrue Holiday keeps struggling, that you don't see a Chris Middleton, or you don't see a Bobby Portis. And Giannis just does Giannis things, but you're able to contain the rest of the team. Bulls just got to stay in it. And that's what they did in this matchup, on this given game two of the first round of the NBA playoffs. It's been fun, and I've enjoyed it. It's been must-watch television, highest ratings in the NBA playoffs for a long time because there's superstars in superstar cities. and the cities that aren't considered major markets, their players are so undeniable. And in this case, defending NBA champions. So how do the NBA defending champions respond? How does an MVP respond? How do the Bulls respond to this big win? It's going to be a great game on Friday. It's going to be a great game on Sunday. Well, I know your thoughts. Let us know. We're on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV and at Couch Sports Talk. Make sure you're following us wherever you get your favorite podcasts at Mercado Airwaves. Subscribe to us on the YouTube channel. See the video version of all the shows on youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. For Dan Marbert, Devin Tingle, Paul Shivari, and myself, Mike Mercado, the Chicago Bulls even the series 1-1 in the first round of the NBA playoffs as they beat the Milwaukee Bucks 114-110. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. We will see you next time.